May God bless you all. It's a privilege to be here. It's an honor. And I just want to share. I normally preach like 1 hour. I'm just kidding. It will be short, but I feel so honored to be here. I just came from Mexico last week, and we saw many, many things that God is doing through many people. I took a couple of young fellas with me, and God used them in an amazing way. And I have one young friend that his dream, his goal was to be able to share the gospel with somebody. And there he shared the gospel with like 18 or 20 people in Mexico. And everybody received Christ when he was there. So he was on fire. And then he said, "Pastor, I want to go back." And it was a blessing. When you have a goal in your life, what happens when you're not able to accomplish that goal, that dream? What happens? How you feel? What else? Yeah. You know, sad. Today, I just want to share with you that the right thing to do in order to accomplish those goals. I just briefly want to share three goals that I have in my life. I have a couple more, but I just want to share briefly three that I, big dream that I have in my life. The first dream was to be a father. And then the second one to be a pastor. And the third one to be a pilot. So I already accomplished two. There's one more. When you see a big jet, very, very slow, it will be me. Let's read 1 Corinthians, and we are going to start there. 9:26. It says, and my version says, "I do not run without a goal. I fight like a boxer who is hitting something, not just the air." Goal settings is a spiritual discipline. It's very important that you guys to know that. It's like a praying, fasting, giving, reading your Bible. You have to have a discipline in order to do that. It's a stewardship. We have to give God the best in our life. One day, a person asked me, "Pastor, what we need to be a successful person? What we do to be successful in life?" And I have a very simple a secret. I always said, first, God, and then you have to have a discipline, and then you have to have a passion, and then you have to have a determination. Discipline, passion, determination. You have to have God as your main priority in life. You know, it's very important to have goals, to have dreams. The Bible says, "I do not run without a goal." You need in life, you need to know what you want. When I went to Mexico a long time ago to teach a group of young fellows, I met my wife there, 1989. I saw that young lady, beautiful young lady there, and I said, "You will be the mother of my three kids." And she said, "Excuse me?" I said, "You will be the mother of my three kids. Our first kid will be David. Our second kid will be Benjamin. And our third kid will be Jocelyn." My first kid, his name is David. My second kid, his name is Benjamin. And I miss Jocelyn because it's Daniel. But I told her, "You will be the mother of my three kids." I said, "I need three kids." I had three kids. And then she said, "Well, if you want to be my husband, you have to be at least a pastor." And you have to honor God. So she gave me the list. And then I said, wow, she will be the one. And I start calling her every single day to Mexico. I spent a lot of money on that woman. But she's at home with three kids. You need to know exactly what you want. And then you have to pray for what you need, what you want. Without God, you simply cause and never you live the life that God gave you. And that's very important. But sometimes we said, well, I want to be a better person. That's bad? No, it's good. And then you say, oh, I want to lose some weight. Yeah, let me tell you something funny. Last year, at the end of December 2012, I told my church, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. And everybody said, yeah, right, uh-huh. You know what I did? I lost 30 pounds. And then I said, and I will keep it. I will keep in shape. I need to lose a little more. But you know what happens? I change my habits. I eat less. I do more exercise. And la, la, la. But see what happens? The people from church start doing the same thing. And then he says, do you have a secret? Yes. You have to tell somebody your goal, your dream. Because what happens when if you don't do it, you say, okay, thanks God, nobody knew. Tell somebody, write it down, and they do something. So in life, you have to have goals. Do you already have goals for 2014? One here and nobody here. What happened? Let me give you a secret. In order to be successful in our goals, we have to do what 1 Corinthians 10:31 says. 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, whether you eat or drink or whether you do it all for the glory of God. One of the things that I just want to share with you this morning, in order to accomplish your dreams, your goal, first of all, you have to bring honor to God. You have to honor God first. Because sometimes we want good things for our life. We have big dreams that we want to accomplish no matter what. And that's wrong. If we want to accomplish our goals and our dreams, we have to give honor to God. I just want to share with you a painful experience that I have almost 6 years ago. I used to be an associate pastor for a big church in Inglewood, California for 20 plus years. I was the associate pastor there. And the main pastor says, you know, in a couple of years you will be the main pastor and you're going to have everything that you want. And then I start feeling a calling from God to come to Santa Monica. And I said, wow. And then I told my pastor, you know what? God is calling me to go to Santa Monica. He said, are you crazy? You want to be here. You will be the main pastor. I said, you're going to have everything here. You just tell me how much you want. I will give it to you. And God was calling me, go to Santa Monica. Go to Santa Monica. And I talked to my wife. I talked to my three kids. And then he said, Dad, are you crazy? We are okay here. We have everything here. And I said, no, no, no. God is calling me to go to Santa Monica to start a new ministry there. And then my wife, she's a very smart woman. He said, make sure that God is calling you, and then we go. So, and I left my pastor. 27 years I was working in that church. 27 years. And 23 as an associate pastor. And then he said, I don't know what happened with you. He said, why? We love you here. We take care of you here. And I said, it's true. But God is calling me. You know, it was a tough decision to make because I was okay there. But then I said, well, God didn't call me to accomplish my dreams. God called me to do His will, to do what He give you honor. So we came to Santa Monica with zero. No money, no house, no nothing. Nothing. Because my pastor says, if you go there, you're going to start alone. From scratch, from zero, by yourself. And then I said, wow. And then my wife said, don't worry. If God is calling you, He will provide. We've been there for 6 years. And God, He has been so amazing in our life. We have a house. We have a pantry. We have a lot of families that they are starting in our church. I mean, we have many blessings. You know why? Because I'm a good pastor? Nope. Because I was very smart? Nope. Just because I decide to obey God and give Him honor. If you have a dream in your life, you have to honor God. I told God, well, God, you are calling me. You know, my first thing that I did when I came here, I tried to rent an apartment, $2,000 a month. And then I said, no, I need a house, 3-bedroom, almost $3,000. And I was paying like $800 over there in Inglewood. I said, how am I going to do it? God gave us a house, 4-bedroom. He provides. When we honor God in our decisions, He will do everything to accomplish His will in our life. We have to give honor to God. Secondly, if we want to make goals, if we want to accomplish dreams, it has to be motivated by love. In order to accomplish your goals, it has to be motivated by love. As a person, we are responsible for our attitudes. Amen? You say, oh, that person had a bad attitude. We have to be responsible for our attitudes, our actions, but also our reactions. Everything that we do has to have a good motivation. It has to be God through His Holy Spirit. So we have to be in love. God says, do everything. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, do everything with love. That's a very important. Love. Everything that we do, we have to do it with love. Because God honors what we do. Huh? We have to, our goals and dreams have to fulfill God purpose in our life. God always will give us the best for us. The best. Why you think we are here? God has a purpose in our life. Are we willing to pay the price to be a servant? Always when I go to a restaurant and the person who comes and serves us, I always say, do you know why you are so special? And I just call them their attention. He said, why? Because in heaven, the most important person is the one who serves. And you are serving here. You are serving us. To be server, to be here to accomplish God's purpose is amazing. Our priority has to be to make God to be happy with us. God is happy with you? Do you think God will do this to you? You know what that means? Well done. I love when God says, good job, boy. Keep doing it. Hanging in there. You think it's easy? No. But we have to honor God with what we do, with your decisions, with your actions, with your reactions. Sometimes we don't act like a Christian. I went to a place here in Santa Monica, Whole Foods, and one of those places. And I was ready to pay, and I forgot my wallet on my car. So I said to the person, just give me a minute, I will go to my car. I forgot my wallet on my car. And I said, oh, don't worry, go and you don't have to make line again. So I went, I get my wallet, I just came back, and then I was ready to pay. And then another lady said, hey, Mexican, what are you doing? You're supposed to make a line. So she starts saying, oh, crazy things, a lot of things. And then I said, I'm sorry, man. I just forgot my wallet. I went over there. And then another person came and said, hey, Pastor Isa, how you doing? Good to see you here. And then he says, "Are you a pastor?" And then I go, "Oh, yes. Oh, my God, bless you, dear brother. I am also a Christian." I said, "I don't want to go. I don't want to know your pastor's name. I don't want to go. What church do you go through?" Oh, and then she changed. He said, "Oh, I'm a Christian too." And then I said, "Oh, boy. Wow." She told me bad things. She told me, "You're Mexican," but in a wrong way. I don't have nothing with Mexican. My wife is Mexican. So, but I don't know why she say that. But you don't understand what I said? He said, "Hey, you." She almost said, "Hey, you went back." But she didn't say that. But she almost said that. We have to honor God with our things. God make us part of a big family. Are you a part of a big family? Powerful family? We have a wonderful family in Christ. We serve God. That's an honor. I've been as a pastor 23 years. 23, believe me, it's not easy task. But I remember when I started, I was very young, 24 years old. And I said, "God, I don't know why you're calling me. I don't know what are you going to do. Who I am? I have a very tough past. You know, I used to be communist. And now I am a pastor. You know, I met a friend I saw long time in Carson, California. I met one of my friends. I came here and then for almost 20 years. I saw him after 20 years. And then Noel is his name. And then he said, "Esau? Are you see Esau?" I said, "Wow." And then he goes, "What are you do for a living now?" I said, "I am a pastor." And then he said, no, honestly, what do you do?" He didn't believe me. He said, no, come on, Esau, seriously. What do you do?" And I go, "I am a pastor." He said, "Come on." He said, "Are you serious? Are you crazy?" I said, "Maybe." And he said, "How?" Because there in El Salvador, we do something else. You know? And I used to carry, not Bible, guns. And my friend said, "Sometimes you have a little gun in the middle of the Bible," and then says, "Bro, are you going to come into the service today? Are you going to be able to serve God?" Not like that. Huh? But sometimes, wow, God changed people's life. And when I saw Noel after 20 years, he didn't believe me. And then he says, no, seriously, are you a pastor? I said, "What happened with you, bro?" You know, God call us to serve him in an amazing way. And I think God is willing to use our life to do amazing things. We have to share our message or his message with people. Today, before I came here, we have a prayer meeting at 6 a.m. in the morning. And you know what we do? We have to have dreams. We have to have goals. As a church, let me share with you our goals. Not all of them, but few goals that we have as a church. We have discipleship every Saturday. We have class for all leaders in our church. Every single Saturday at 6 p.m. we meet to learn together. We pray every Sunday as a leaders, as a church, we get together and we pray. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. we go to the community to serve, to share the gospel. Right now, a group of people, they are in the community serving God. You know what we do? We make burritos, we make tacos, and then we go to different places and we share with the people. And they say, "How much?" I said, "Free." "What? Free?" "Yeah." "Why?" "Because we love you." And then we just give them a little, a piece of paper with information where our phone numbers and our programs and our church, and people come. Because we take the time to share with them. I met with my leaders every week. I told them, not once a month. No, Pastor, every week. They pray for me. I pray for them. We are together and we work together. That's one of my goals that I have. And God is doing amazing things. You know, I know it doesn't happen here. But sometimes, and that happens in Hispanic churches, we have people that come once a month. And then I say, brothers and sisters, we have a new person. Oh, no, it's the same sometimes. We saw people once a month. Sometimes, wow. We have to be connected. We have to pay the price. We have to be willing to pay the price in order to do amazing things. You have to have dreams, goals with your family. I try to pray with my kids every single day. You know, my kids said, Dad, it's boring. Because we have those Bibles that you have to read every day, so have something to read. So sometimes it's three chapters. Reading in the Old Testament. It's not easy. Danny said, Dad, it's too long. And I said, it's okay. We pray together. And I know. David is leaving soon. And I know. You know, he will go to Australia, God's will, and he will accomplish his dream. He will be part of the Hillsong group, and he will be one of the singers. And it is just something that is amazing. We've been praying for that. I mean, as a family, we have to have goals. As a church, we have to have goals also. But also, as a person, we have to have goals very specific. God bless me. That's a good. But in what area? You have to be specific. That's very important. Okay? Sometimes you say, hey, brother, do you accomplish your goal already? Come on, do something. Pray more. Read the Bible. Do this. What about you? It's personal. Amen? Don't be asking others. You have to do your own. Because goals are, it's not for other people. It's not for your partner. It's not for your brother or your sister. It's for you. Your goal has to be trackable. You have to be ordered to accomplish. Put a date. Mention names. Say, I will accomplish this on, put a date. I will read the Bible. I told my leaders. I have directors. I call directors, not deacons, directors. You know our goals as our leaders? To read the whole Bible in 2014. We already start. And we call each other. Hey, how you doing? Are you reading? Even then, they call me pastor. Oh, yes. Because at the end of the year, we want to meet again and says, we did it. The whole Bible. Every single time, every single day we are, that's our goal, to read the whole Bible as a team. Imagine how powerful it can be. So we have to read the Bible. Oh, no, I cannot read the Bible because I don't see very well. Use glasses. Use iPads, because sometimes I went to a church in Honduras, Central America, and then the pastor said, Pastor, you're not allowed to use those things. And I said, so I won't be able to preach because I need it, because I can do the letters bigger, because I need that. I said, okay, it's okay. Don't tell nobody. Huh? It's very important. You can choose. God gave us that privilege. We can choose to be healthier. What can we do? Eat hamburgers all the time? No. We have to choose. We can choose to be healthier. We can choose to do more exercise, to walk, to do more things. We can choose to depend on God no matter what happens, the circumstances. We can choose that. We can choose to serve God, to honor God, and that's very important. Ephesians 3:20. I want to read that verse. Ephesians 3:20. Says, now glory be to God by his mighty power and work within us is able to do far more than we will ever dare to ask or even dream of. Now glory be to God. God gave us the ability to dream. Amen? To create. To imagine. Since I was very young, I said one day, I will be a pastor. Maybe I didn't know what I was asking. But I said, if it before I, you know, the enemy used my life to do crazy things, to do bad things, I want to be able to do something that honors God. And I always, when I came here to this beautiful country, my prayer was, God, do something with my life. Use my life. And you know what? I didn't believe in family. And now I am a counselor. I do counseling for families. Imagine. I didn't believe in family. And now I have a wonderful family. So that means it doesn't matter your past. God can do amazing things. But you have to be willing to allow him to do it. God is powerful. How do you get God's dream for your life? You have to ask God. God, use my life. I want to be part of your family. Ask him. You know, my youngest son is 12, and he's a Sunday college teacher. He teaches the Bible. And he said, Dad, it's hard to work with these little kids. They don't want to read the Bible. He's only 12 years old. One day, I was in Mexico, and we have our music director is my older son, David. And one day, David said, brothers and sisters, Daniel will come, and he will share a couple of things with you guys. So he was upset. When I came back from Mexico, he said, Dad, we need to talk to you. And I said, what happened, Daniel? He said, you know what? David did something wrong. I said, what happens? He said, when he called me on Friday, because I was ready to preach, he said, brothers and sisters, now is Danny with us, my young brother, Daniel. He should say, the young pastor, Daniel. Young pastor. He said, I want to be a pastor, Papi. You know how I feel?
Wow.
Isn't that not amazing? You know what? I pray every single day. I pray for my kids. Of course. I want them to be a pastor, but I know it's not up to me. It's up to God. But I do one thing. I try to live a life that honors God. And they can see that. We have to have people that we can be able to say, I want to be like them. I want to praise the Lord with my life. And that's very powerful. Do you believe God's promises? We have to believe in God's promises. The Bible says in Jeremiah 32:27, I am the Lord, the God of all the peoples of the world. Is anything too hard for me? Believe in God's promises. We have to believe God. Never let the impossible situations intimidate you. And I just want to finish with this. If you want to be motivated, if you want to accomplish God's things, you have to pray more. Pray more, expect more, trust God more, learn more, and grow more. I've been reading the Bible for 23 years already. And you know what? We have a institute seminary in our church on Tuesdays. I teach a class. But I also, in the second class, I sit and I learn. I have 14 people from my church, including my wife. They're learning. You know, I can say, I already took those classes, but I am there to motivate them because I think I need to learn more. Are you willing to learn more, to be better, to sit better to God? What is your big dream? Do you have a big, big dream in your life? You don't have to tell me what it is, but you can tell God. God says, the Bible says, everything is possible if what? if you believe. Do you believe? Let's stand up and we're going to pray. Dear God, I thank you this morning because you made me in your image. And that you gave me the ability to make choices in my life. I choose to get healthier. I choose to do things that will give you more energy and honor. Lord, I choose to build healthy relationships in my life. I want to love more, God. I want to build my life to honor you. God, I choose to trust, to believe more in you, regardless of my circumstances. I will praise you, Lord, no matter what happens. Lord, I choose that I will think more about you. Help me to fill my life with positive memories and the word of you. I need more of you, Jesus. I want to serve you more with excellency. Thank you for your salvation in my life. Thank you for the mind that you have given me. Lord, thank you for the honor that we can be able to serve you. I pray for this church. I pray for each leader and each member that you can use them. And Lord, we're going to give you all the glory, all the honor that you deserve. You are amazing, God. And now you have a big, big dream for our life, big goals. We honor you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.